probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, boys and girls, we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show revealing another new dangerous three-letter enemy. Yes, that's right. GMO's not bad enough. Now GMAs. And that's like not Good Morning America or the Grammy Meat Awards or whatever.
The GMAs.
GMA, Grocery Manufacturers Association.
Right.
Just as dangerous, perhaps more so than GMOs. But I think I'm going to put them right up there at that level of danger, GMOs. And by the way, more dangerous than even the NFL, which I know a lot of people are like, watching today. So turn down the sound on the football game. Listen to the thing that really is going to matter and impact on your health, the health of your children and grandkids. Welcome, my friends. Casual Sunday here as we kick off a new week of broadcasting. And, of course, another three-letter, I don't say word, I just say GMA, GMO, NFL, NYC.
That's right.
This is the week.
With
New York City. And TMB.
Oh, my gosh.
How many three-letter things can we throw together? Well, that's right. We're heading to New York this week, and Ty Bollinger and I will be on the Healthy You with Carol L. on Fox News. We're taping. Actually, this weekend, did you see it? You'll get another chance at 4 o'clock Eastern if you missed it. But Carol had Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez back on the program. Did you catch it, Super Don?
I did.
Good stuff, as always.
Wow.
It was really cool. He had a patient of his. You know, if you think Dr. Nick is only about pancreatic cancer, no, it's so much more than that. He's had quite a number of ladies who had problems during their pregnancies in the past, and particularly postpartum depression and more, come to him for help and utilizing the nutrition techniques that he utilizes even for cancer. He's able to help these ladies with elimination of postpartum depression and even better, having fully healthy pregnancies, carrying to term, and natural childbirth. So really extraordinary stuff, and what a great interview, inspiring little interview that Carol did with Dr. Nick. So take a look at that on Fox News. I know a lot of folks don't like Fox News, and I understand why. We're not arguing that point. But the point is, the good stuff that happens on there, 4 o'clock Saturdays and Sundays Eastern time, Carol Ault. Just saying. And she's pretty, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Very, very good, sir. Yes.
Yes, Ed McMahon, where are you?
That's right.
Welcome back. Yeah. So anyway, very excited, too, about the upcoming book with TMB and RSB, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's in the final stages of editing right now, and that includes some answers to the oft-asked questions about the Silver Arrow Protocol, and we do have more about that today on the air. We'll hope to hear from Stephen Hewer, One World Whey. Remember our favorite non-denatured whey protein. Guess what? On sale, 15% off if you remember the code Southern Whey, W-H-E-Y, Southern Whey. And that's going to go through a certain date in February. We'll get you that detail. I've released that before, but we're going to let you know more about that. Now, the GMO issue and the GMA issue, the Grocery Manufacturers Association. Now, this is a group that has been quite dangerous for a long time. And I love the logo. I borrowed the logo from Mike Adams. They put it up at naturalnews.com.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's like a devil logo. It's a beautiful and appropriate logo, even though it's like, the devil's not beautiful, Robert. Well, you know what I mean. He did a great job with this to give you some indication of how dangerous this association is. Now, it's like the American Medical Association. You know, AMA, great danger. to the American people and the people of planet Earth, the FDA. Maybe it had good intentions originally when Harvey Wiley had his idea to keep food pure, don't allow any adulteration, but somewhere along the way they became the enablers of corporate industry to poison the people of planet Earth, and particularly Americans. So the GMA, not much different. If you look in a grocery store, and, you know, listen, I've been guilty. I grew up in grocery stores. In fact, that's where I thought all food came from as a kid. I didn't know about farms. I didn't know about food that was real. I had to come to that much later in my young life. But if you look into a mass market grocery store, I could easily say that 90% of that which is sold in that grocery store is not fit for human or animal consumption. If you really want to support healthy, ideal, vitalistic life, right? If you just want to get by, if you want to get calories with something good in it but mixed with all the other garbage and end up with chronic disease, okay, you could go, yeah, I'm in the grocery store, I'll get whatever I want. But the reality is, the only thing that you want to get in a grocery store, I think they've always said this, if this is true still, Don, maybe you can confirm, just the outer aisles, anywhere around the outer rim of the grocery store actually has some real food in it. The rest is just processed garbage.
I've heard that. I have heard that before. I do believe that is a factoid, yes.
Yeah, that's still pretty accurate. Now, I went to a Whole Foods yesterday. And it took me 2.5 hours to do what my wife could probably do in 20 minutes. You know, she had, because we don't live near one of those, so I was on a walkabout journey. I got to see my good buddy, Richard Pearl, and he's, you know, I hosted his show. Again, this is the week where I don't get a day off, and probably won't for a while. I went to and did his show, what do they call that, down in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, Pearls of Health. He's got Simply Natural Health Food, Simply Natural Organic Restaurant down there. And I got to see him. He was away. That's why after the show I got to see him. We had a good time together, but then I had to do the honey-do list because we don't ever get in there, so I had to get some things I couldn't get any other way. But it's also true in Whole Foods. Much of what you go down in the center aisles, although by and large much more accessible to get certain organic things, etc., but vast majority of the food in boxes, cans, processed and otherwise, not ideal. And so the argument, you know, that I make for optimal health is going back to what? Local, growing your own, accessing the farmers. And I realize it's a very difficult thing for people to conceive of. But recognize that you go into those grocery stores, even on the level of a Whole Foods, the Grocery Manufacturers Association is showing its muscle here. And you heard about the outlawing of GMOs in Hawaii. There's some things going on there. But they're looking now to play a devilishly evil game to silence the ability of anybody, any state, to make GMO labeling mandatory. Now, we covered this, I believe, on Friday with Liam Schaff. Because we, you know, we kind of take on the libertarians, and we believe ourselves to be libertarian, in not in a big L, but a little L kind of way. And the controversy is, well, how do, if you're a libertarian, how can you want to give power to the state to mandate labeling on GMOs?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know that was a tough one, wasn't it?
That was a tough one. I struggled with that actually for a couple of days. And you know what? Here's where the conclusion I came to.
Okay.
For a long time, I was so stuck in the left-right paradigm before I became consciously aware of, you know, the reality of life and how things really are. And you know what? You have to be careful not to get stuck into the libertarian paradigm because it exists.
Yeah, dogma. The libertarian
you
dogma.
You absolutely can. Guess what? I'm a free man. I can believe in libertarian principles, but I might differ a little bit in certain areas that might lean towards maybe more of a liberal way or a conservative way. Guess what? That's okay. Isn't that kind of libertarian anyway?
Oh, somebody's going to slap you on the wrist, whether it's from the left or the right or the libertarian.
Don't put a label on me.
Right. No. No, see, we're going to slap a label on you. Just slap you with the ruler.
No,
like they're,
not the a GMO label anyway.
The libertarian nuns are coming with their rulers. They're going to get you.
Yeah.
We had fun with that. And I think when I step back from this and I look at what are we talking about regulating here? I don't want it to regulate me or you and limit our experience as long as we say this is, you know, that concept of libertarianism. I would hope that most people would adopt it. You don't have the right to violate another person's rights. You don't have the right to use force to force them to do what you want to do. because you want to do it, right? That's a violation of fundamental, you know, principles of freedom. You know, the freedom that we've been granted by that which Creator saw. But here we're talking about regulating and limiting the behavior of something not created by God, as I perceive that I am and that you are, Super Don, and all of our listeners are, whatever you want to call that, that supreme being or creator, doesn't matter to me.
Joe Pesci.
Whatever. You want to call it Joe? I don't mind, because I think right. God has, I perceive God has a sense of humor. I do. Yeah. I just I think it, if not, it's all a waste of time. What are we doing here? Right. So what I'm saying is that what we're talking about limiting behavior of are artificial creations of the state. Corporations. You understand? Corporations are given life. Corporeal being, blood. The cor- you know, corporeal be- corporations. They're given creation by the state. What is the state? Artificial compacts, if you will, between folks that are long since dead, at least in America. Who was here signing the Declaration of Independence, which is a great document, a statement, in fact, of war. Don't tread on me. Don't mess with me, or else. And then we move into the Constitution, which is a cool document that, that very few people in Washington, D.C. even pay attention to. So you're not a signatory to that. Are you required or limited in your behavior because of that document? No, it was designed to limit the behavior of the artificial creation, the government. And now the government has now established this artificial creation of corporations, which are given more rights, which normally rights are granted by a real creator, but in this case we'll reduce that concept of rights as artificial rights created or given into artificial beings, these corporations. I don't have a problem of limiting those artificial creations of the state and their behavior, and that includes slapping nasty, toxic GMO labels that they should be proud of if they really dug what they were doing, and they don't. They know it's toxic poison, they know it's crap. And then you got big agribusiness companies are now suing the governments in Hawaii because the people said we don't want GMOs here on the island of Kauai, for instance. And so DuPont, Syngenta, an agrigenetics company, they affiliated with Dow, they filed, just last Friday, in the District Court of Honolulu, a suit claiming that what Kauai is doing is unconstitutional.
It's not fair.
Right. No, think about it. I mean, I know it's twisted, and it's hard to wrap your head around what I've just said because it's a Sunday afternoon. You'd rather be watching the NFL instead of listening to the evil of the GMA about GMOs. But you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show now. If you need clarification, you can call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got questions on the Silver Arrow Protocol, chickenpox parties. We hope to hear from Stephen Huer. One World Way is on a deal through February. We'll tell you more about that as well. But can a hospital kidnap your children because the state is in coercive play with them? We're going to find out.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we'll give you a pass on the NFL today if you don't pass on the evil of the GMA to anybody else, except you let them know about it. That's the Grocery Manufacturers Association and their promotion of GMOs and their attack. It's more than, how would you say it, Super Don? I mean, they want to make the FDA behave in even more favorable ways to the biotech industry, if that's possible.
Well, you know, I mean, how do you defeat labeling something as a GMO without blocking the labeling part of it? Well, why don't we just redefine what a GMO is? You know, let's make GMOs natural. If a GMO is natural, then that makes it more acceptable, and why should we be worried about it, right?
Yeah.
And that's basically what they're doing. They're trying to get the FDA to declare GMOs as natural so that these companies that make food that's made with GMOs can claim that their food is all natural. Why not? Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, let's make murder not murder, so that way you can't get arrested for murder, right? You know, just make it acceptable.
This is like David Letterman's stupid human tricks. I mean, what's going on here? Because if they succeeded this, I mean, it's already bad enough that people in America read the word natural on a label and think it actually means something, because it doesn't. So it wouldn't surprise me if the FDA goes along with this and goes, yeah, they're natural. Because it's already natural doesn't mean anything. As I said, you can define something in such a way as it's so vague, it means nothing. And natural is not regulated. Not that, again, we're into regulations, but you see how they manipulate most people to believe, because the government is regulated, for instance, FDA regulates drugs, then they're okay to take. Never mind that they kill upwards of a million people a year. But it's regulated. It's an approved death. It's okay. No, it's not. It's absolutely not okay. Do you have any examples of, like, some things that would be considered natural under this?
Well, listen, I mean, just by definition, I mean, really, if you read about it, a genetically modified organism is not natural. To go out and say that a GMO is natural, it just defies all logic, and you think these scientists would just reject that outright. But, you know, I mean, listen, I've got a list here of some genetically modified organisms. Scientists in Japan have created a genetically modified mouse that tweets like a bird. Does that sound natural to you?
No, a mouse tweeting like a bird.
No, that does not sound natural to me. How about cats that glow in the dark? They really have these cats that actually glow in the dark when you put a black light on them. They genetically modify the cat with, I think, these jellyfish DNA.
Right.
And so, yeah, they glow in the dark. Is that natural? Cats are not supposed to. I mean, maybe in Fukushima they do. But, I mean, you know, in normal cases, they don't. How about a banana with vaccines in it? You can eat a banana and get your vaccination. They genetically modify a banana so you can get your vaccines. Does that sound natural to you?
Totally struggling with the concept and definition of the word natural.
All right, listen, you're going to like this one, though, all right?
Yeah.
How would you like to take a nice big bite of a venomous cabbage?
A venomous cabbage. Now,
yes. Now, listen, what they did, scientists took a gene that programs poison in the scorpions and combines it with the cabbage so that it kills the caterpillars that eat the cabbage.
Well, okay, I got you. You know, and that's the same thing that they did with the GMO corn, you know, by integrating
what
the
pesticide. What is natural about any of this? What's natural about this? How about this? Did you remember the goats? The goats that they genetically modified to make use spider webs in their milk?
Right. Yes, I do. I remember that. That was totally natural.
I mean, come on. And you want to tell me that we were going to sit here and declare GMOs as natural? There's nothing natural about it. It's mad science.
Well, and
it's insane.
It should delegitimize the Grocery Manufacturers Association of America. Of course, here they've already been delegitimized. But the idea is the people wake up to see through this. And also the FDA, its inability or unwillingness to seriously regulate and protect the people. As we said, they have become the protectors of the artificial creations of the state. It's kind of like a parent. You think about this. You're a parent. Super Don, you have kids, I have kids, we want to protect our kids. I mean, we can only do so much to do so, but it's our intent to, and we are going to, and I see this as the federal government, the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, these corporate agencies, because, again, they're artificial creations as well, want to protect their children. And their children include these multinational corporations that have no allegiance technically to any nation or state, but the so-called humans, and I say this loosely, that work in government, work in the regulatory environment, are very protective of those artificial creations, children, because they want to be able to go into the womb or suck on the teat of those creations, ultimately, when they leave government and make a cushy living and retirement. So, recognize the artificiality of these scenarios, and you'll begin to see, not only see through it, but you'll live a healthier life. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got an update on the Peltier case in Connecticut, Boston Children's Hospital kidnapping with the help of CPS in Massachusetts. A child. It's not the only time this has happened. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
Robert Gottfeld Show.
All right, stay away from hospitals if you can, particularly children's hospitals. We have been covering stories over the past weeks, months, years of children being kidnapped by the state in cahoots, non-technical, non-medical term, with the hospitals. Particularly now with the mysterious diseases surrounding vaccine damage, which we would acknowledge here. The hospitals, the medical community, in continual states of denial about vaccine damage, will, you know, rename these things. Like mitochondrial disorder, mitochondrial disease. Who know? Somatoform disease, psychosomatic illnesses. They're real, but they're caused by your mind and emotions. anything to deny the reality of vaccine damage, whether it be into the autism spectrum or anything close to it. Big case out of Boston and Connecticut, Massachusetts and Connecticut, the Justine Peltier case. We had Bo Berman on from a Fox News affiliate in Connecticut a while back talking about this case. And just brutal. I mean, this girl was basically kidnapped, given granted custody to the state for the hospital to do as they would with her in a psychiatric ward. 10 months now, at least, in state custody, locked away in a psychiatric ward at Boston Children's. Turns out there's a lot more ugliness to this than just this case. And more parents are coming out and talking about it. And, man, the parents of West Hartford teenager being held at Boston Children's Hospital were smiling as they left a hearing at juvenile court on Friday.
Well, now, that's a first.
Yes, I'm encouraged that means they're obviously getting word or wind that their child is going to be released into their custody and likely going back under the care of the physicians at Tufts. Now, we are not here to argue good, bad, or ugly on any of these treatments, except that the behavior of the medical community has been abhorrent on this. In the state and in working with the hospitals to basically bow down to the power of these demigods of modern medicine at these children's hospitals. We covered the story out of Akron with the Akron Children's Hospitals with the Hershberger child. They did the same thing. Eventually they backed down. There was enough pressure, and we're seeing now the pressure is starting to get to Boston Children's. So we don't have a definitive what's going to happen here, but I think inevitably they are going to release this child. And she'll maybe get better treatment. I probably will be, because I think to treat this as a psychiatric disorder is absolutely atrocious. So we need to go back into detoxification protocols, of course, but that's not something modern medicine is well equipped to do unless they acknowledge chelation therapy, which the American Medical Association, if you want to know, another three-letter cuss word, AMA, went after in the mid-20th century, because it would have prevented the rise of the cardiovascular procedure known as heart bypass, open heart surgery. But of course, the fascinating thing is that when you remove these heavy metals that are introduced from many different sources, you're going to have tremendous benefits on all areas of function and health in the body. But that's not what they're going to do here, even at Tufts, I think, as they look at it as a mitochondrial disease. So what are we going to see here? I would like to see parents go in. Man, do I hesitate to say this, Super Don? I mean, I want parents to be armed and dangerous, not so that they're going to go out and use you know what I'm saying? Because the doctors are already armed and dangerous with the vaccines that are creating these diseases and disorders. And I wish that that these medical authorities, these hospital administrators and the people at CPS had the fear of parents in them, because they're not operating. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
They're just not operating with any level of fear because they believe that they're invincible. And to a large degree, they have been, because who's been fired, much less arrested, over these kidnappings of these children? And when the children are kidnapped, very often they end up dead. Sometimes the parents never get them back, because they mandate treatments like for cancer. And in the meantime, Sarah Hershberger is alive and well because she didn't do the chemo. They said she would be dead in, 3 months, then 10 months, and continues on and on and on. Hospitals, one of the greatest dangerous places to be in the Western world, unless they go homeopathic. That's a different story. We'll see the rise of those things inevitably. Yeah. All right, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the phone number if you'd like to be part of the show. We've got some info on diabetes, but we do have a couple of calls that came in off the air, because that phone number works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Super Don, does it not?
It does indeed.
Now, we got two calls, and I'm going to let you choose which one you want to have Tom fire off at this point. We can answer a question.
Well, you know, listen, I think this is a great opportunity to remind people about the book that's coming out.
Yes.
And we had a call from someone who, I believe, she said that she saw you on TV.
Okay.
Well, no, not yet. We haven't gone to New York yet. But I believe it was probably the Next News Network interview that you did is what she's talking about here. And she had a question about the Silver Aloe Protocol.
All right, let's fire that one off.
I call from West Palm Beach. I just want to check the name of the medication that you mentioned on the TV yesterday, Tuesday the 8th. Something about sewer something. Mixing with the aloe vera. Use 2 tablespoons twice daily for GI problem. I just want to know the exact name. Thank you.
Okay. All right. No, that's a good question. I mean, I was interviewed on the Next News Network about gastrointestinal health. I talked about the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone, which is one of the chapter titles in the forthcoming book.
We're on the road to colostomy bags.
Yeah, I know. It's not as nice as the yellow brick road, I promise you.
Okay. All right.
The brick's coming out of people in this case. A whole other story. Now, we want to
follow the brown brick road. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Okay, thank you. That's for our 11-year-old listeners.
Hey, you're the one that inspired the thought form. Anyway,
I said nothing. Okay. Drop that brick right now. All right, step away.
All right. Okay. All right.
Silver allopurinol. Okay. Silver, what was I saying? Silver hydrosol. It's a designated form, distinct form of colloidal silver. Happens to be made by my friends at Natural Immunogenics. They have Sovereign Silver. You can go to any health food store. West Palm Beach has it out there, too. You can go to Vitamin Shop. You can get it at naturalnews.com. You can get it from choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan has it. And what you want to do is take those 2 tablespoons of the silver, mix it with the 2 tablespoons of aloe vera, and drink it down probably 3 times a day. A couple of weeks dealing with candida, 4, 6, or even 8 weeks for more serious thing. Now, there's a lot of nuance to this that I've never been able to reveal fully on my radio show. And that's a big part of the value of this book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I'm doing with Ty Bollinger. And we're in the final stages of editing. And it's going to be so sensational, exciting. I'm beyond belief excited. And you're going to finally have access to all of the adjuncts and the other information. But it's a simple protocol, yes. At the heart of it is very simple, but there are nuances to each individual, and I wanted to reveal some of those things as well as help you understand what you can do along with it should you need to. So, by the way, the aloe that I use, and if you can get it shipped to you, it's the only one that I know of for sure that you can get in a health food store or have directly shipped to you. No preservatives. So it's organic and clean, coming from Aloe One. Aloe One, A-L-O-E One, the number one. .com, Aloe One, and they have a toll-free number if you want to call them during the week, Monday through Friday, or leave a message. They're very nice people. 866-691-0201. Toll-free 866-691-0201. That's the one I recommend, just like I recommend the best silver, because they're the cleanest, and they'll ship it to you frozen. So there you go. That's a great option. And we'll be talking about that some more. But thank you for that question. And do we have another one before we carry on here? We had two, I think.
We do. Yeah. The second one was somebody who had a question about parties.
Parties?
Like
why
party?
Are they calling
you
me
like
about
party,
parties?
Robert?
That's a super
somebody
dumb
wants,
question.
That's right. They want some advice on parties.
I'm so not the party guy. What is this about?
How about chicken pox parties? Yeah, this is something you're a little more qualified, I think, to talk on here. Here's a question we got on chicken pox parties.
Hi, Robert. This is Rhonda from Ohio. My question is about having chickenpox parties. Both of my kids are unvaccinated, and I was wondering if it would be best to expose them to the chickenpox so they will get natural immunity. As far as it goes right now, some of my friends do actually have the chickenpox, or their kids do, and I was just wondering if that is the best idea to go and expose my kids. I would appreciate some insight. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Rhonda, great question, and I love it that you're thinking out loud in that regard, too, to help others. Because, you know, my kids are non-vaccinated either, and I think these are the healthiest kids I've visited with and met with over the years on the planet, bar none. Non-vaccinated children. Of course, you know, that's sacrilege and blasphemy to the Church of Biological Mysticism and their subdivision vaccinology. But the reality is these are the healthy kids because they have an immune system that hasn't been assaulted with toxic metals and other garbage. So yes, we exposed our kids by getting them over to someone we know has it. And here's the strategy, though. When you do this, you have the remedies necessary to counteract the severity of those situations. See, that's the thing you never hear about in the mainstream toxic, polluted, pharmaceutically conflicted media. They'll say there's just, it's just nothing you can do. Once you get it, it's out of your hands. You hope they don't die. All right? No, that's not the way it plays out. Chickenpox is largely benign. The kids get through it and they're stronger because of it. What we utilize, of course, homeopathic medicine. One of the key remedies is actually homeopathic poison ivy. It's Russ Toxicodendron. And it's in a complex formulation. If you call up King Bio during the week, Monday through Friday, and say, hey, do you have the childhood chickenpox kind of remedies? It might not be called that, but it'll address the eruptive diseases of childhood, and they have that. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And you can get that, along with the silver hydrosol we already mentioned. Why? Silver is virostatic. You can utilize it topically on the expression, if you will, of the chickenpox, which, by the way, you don't want to drive back into the body. That's not the point. But to encourage reduction of inflammation, healing of tissue, it's fine. You got to understand that the pox diseases of the days gone by that still exist, they were treated topically with mercuric chloride. Mercury. And you wonder why people were dying of smallpox and chickenpox. It wasn't the actual disease. It was the treatment from the dunderheaded, doofus, dangerous doctors of the AMA. There you go. All right, we got type 2 diabetes we got to talk about. We do have a moment of duh. Yes, we do. What is it about? I'm going to find out, too, after the break. And you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've confirmed it. Stephen Huer will be joining us next hour. Looking forward to that. Detox for the new year. Hopefully helping our friends out in West Virginia with that nasty spill. They're just wanting to clean some coal. That's all. What do you want from us, as they say? So stand by for that. Also, type 2 diabetes. We want to get to that in a moment. But, you know, I'm thinking, again, parental issues. We talk a little bit about the Justina Peltier and other cases where kids are stolen by the state in, basically collusion, a conspiracy, if you will, with hospitals that could never bill the parents directly to do what they're getting to do by the state taking custody of these children. And what is that? It's whatever the hell they want to do. And you know, we talk about parental involvement. Really being actively engaged in raising your kids and not allowing the doctors to do it, much less public government school centers to do it. But there are studies now that really reveal some things that it involves parents and kids. But so stunningly basic that it could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yeah, this moment of doubt probably brought to you by Beyonce and Michelle Obama. I don't know. Just move
what?
It. Why not? It's all about moving the kids.
So. All
right. Right?
You see how I
made the connect? Just came to me. Moment of doubt today. Do you know how to get your kids to become more active? Well, parental involvement evidently is helpful. There's actually a study. There's a study that figured that out. It's out of Canada. Our friends from Canada. Yeah. Hello, Canadians. Really? Did you need that? Yeah. You need your tax money spent on this?
Well, listen. It's a bad sign that you have studies come out that have to point out things like parent involvement can help kids get more active. You would think this is something that would be normal, commonplace, but in my opinion, the reason why they come out with these studies and they find these things out is because parent involvement.
Yeah.
Has decreased so much over time that it's almost like they're rediscovering things
that at one time
was commonplace.
Isn't that what they want, though? I mean, isn't what the government, it wants to raise your children? The whole, you know, the whole concept of the Hillary Clinton village, which, you know, if we step back from Hillary and look at it and say, yes, there were tribal species, and yes, there were times when villages would raise children, but we're not a village or a tribe of a 320 million people or however many millions are in Canada to the north of us. I mean, the thing is, yes, parents need to be involved. If you're not, I mean, you know, kid's going to be, I'll just hang out and do nothing. I know that. I mean, sometimes you really got to get in their face. And even that. But again, you
well, and the thing is, as the listen, as the parent, you've got to kind of get in your own face a little bit too, because you can't go and tell the kid, "Hey, get out there and go exercise and stuff," while I sit here and have some Doritos and watch TV. Yeah,
right. That's a very good point. Become active yourself. And that's the thing about us. You know, in our household, you know, it's all organic. We're, you know, clean lifestyle. We try to do our best there, but the kids eat this way because we do. If we didn't, and you know, you hear parents say, "Well, I can't, how do you get your kids to eat those?" Because we do. So the same thing. If you want your kids to exercise, maybe bring them out and exercise them, enter them into something. Anyway, we'll move on to something else. 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. You know,
real quick, I was just thinking, we need to change the moment of duh thing.
Do we?
Yeah, because if you notice in the front there, he says, "What are you people on dope?" I'm thinking our friends in Colorado and Washington are all going to go, and this isn't going to make sense to them.
All right. You just gave yourself some extra work, Super Don.
All right.
You got to find a modification to the moment of duh prequel. All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes. I can't comprehensively address it before the end of the hour, but I do want to talk about this this story here off of medical news today. They're saying that research from Denmark is adding further weight to the idea that type 2 diabetes is an inflammatory disease. Inflammatory. Again, they come back to inflammation. Yeah. Now, it's not exciting to me because, yes, it to me, it'd be another moment of duh or a layer of the moment of duh. How often have we said it's a deficiency of GTF chromium? Mm. How long have we been talking about that? And by the way, we're going to have information from Chris Barr in this book to give you more access to the details on the GTF chromium, et cetera, which is great. But the reality of inflammation is the result of liver congestion, liver toxicity. GTF chromium, also critical for liver function along with selenium. So they're measuring end-stage cytokine storms, inflammatory components, and completely neglecting the cause of that, the mineral deficiencies and the toxicity, so that they can give you anti-inflammatory drugs. Not here, not now. Not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, Stephen Huer will join us also. Autism and alternative medicine, why they go well together in terms of remediation. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.